We're talking today with Tom Buchanan, the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Tom, 2014, about done. What kind of a year do you think it was as far as for your Farm Bureau members and for the organization?
Oklahoma Farm Bureau had an excellent year, Ron. We really did. First thing I do want to talk about is our membership has rebounded and is coming back. We had a little dip. We're certainly insurance-driven. Had some problems on our insurance side that we've corrected, and the insurance industry as a whole had some problems in the last two or three years, weather-related. We've seen that well in Oklahoma. But our membership's bouncing back, getting back to good levels, and will continue to grow. Additionally, Oklahoma Farm Bureau was very successful, I believe, in our legislative session last year here in Oklahoma. We had some private property rights issues. We had an ad valorem tax issue. And then just we will constantly be on the lookout, so to speak, protecting our policy and our landowner members and making sure that Oklahoma has a friendly environment for agriculture in rural Oklahoma.
When we think about some of the, I guess, production, climatic type issues for 2014, this is Oklahoma, most certainly. We have had our ups and downs in recent years, in 2014, no exception.
Absolutely. 2014 continued with the drought. I believe we're, especially in southwest Oklahoma, where I'm from, Ron, we are setting records every day as far as drought impacts. I'm a irrigated cotton producer, and this is 4 years in a row now that I've missed a cotton crop entirely, which has never been seen before in our part of the world. So the drought is really just baring its teeth and getting ugly, ugly, ugly in southwest Oklahoma. And then across western Oklahoma, our beef herd has still been impacted greatly. Numbers are down considerably from what they were pre-drought. Now, the bright side of that is while the drought has hurt us crop-wise, the drought has hurt us number-wise on beef. Because numbers are slow, we all know the beef market's up and is a bright spot for production agriculture in Oklahoma today. That beef market's great.
Let's talk a little bit about 2015, some of the priorities that you have in mind. You've kind of got some marching orders at your recent Oklahoma Farm Bureau convention from your delegate body. Fresh resolutions are there, reaffirmation of some of the existing resolutions. What's the playbook for 2015 for Farm Bureau?
Well, first of all, our playbook always includes protection of private property rights. That will always be a cornerstone. It's an issue that we'll always be watching and taking care of. Additionally, I'll tell you that our members this year decided that what we needed to do was make sure our policy book is adequate on water and wind. We will have member-driven committees that come and look at our water in particular, our entire policy part of our water, and is that what we need? Is it say what we want? And I look for some good new policy or defined policy to come out of that as members come and look at that. Wind is a position that Oklahoma Farm Bureau has seen from its members that we want to be involved in how that development takes place. Again, take care of that landowner. Make sure that this new energy source is developed in the right way, in the right place, at the right time, so that our members benefit.
Seems like given current energy prices, we may be seeing a few less dollars for state government in the coming year. That'll be obviously a big topic of conversation as you work with the lawmakers this year.
Absolutely, it will, Ron. In fact, I hate to ever see any sector of our economy falter or suffer in any way because that impacts each and every one of us. However, what I think this will show our budget makers and those policy makers at the legislative capital is that agriculture is a big part of Oklahoma. In fact, we're number two, if not number one, from an economic impact to the state of Oklahoma year in and year out. And if energy is going to falter a little bit, agriculture will sure do her share to pick up the slack from that standpoint. But even with the drought going on and commodities depressed a little bit, agriculture will stand up and do what we can to try to help fill the hole. But it will be a tight year, it looks like, across the board for all legislative issues that come before us.
You know, when you think about the Farm Bureau's position within the agricultural community, one of the things that we've seen in recent years, the way that ag groups are able to work together, Farm Bureau, though, has always been one of the leaders when it comes to that working group that meets on a regular basis for the most part over the Department of Agriculture.
Well, we should be, Ron. We are the largest general farm organization in the state of Oklahoma. We pride ourselves in that. But as members have told me, it's real easy to talk the talk, but they expect us to walk the walk, too. And that is to be the leader when it comes to agriculture in Oklahoma and rural Oklahoma also. Agriculture happens in rural Oklahoma. There's a little bit in the metro areas, but that's our marching order, so to speak, from our membership. We will be the leader when it comes to Oklahoma agriculture, absolutely.
Well, last question. As far as, you know, you've got a year under your belt now as president of this organization. What have you learned about Oklahoma agriculture or Farm Bureau or maybe just life?
Well, I would tell you that Oklahoma agriculture is extremely diverse. I thought I knew what it was, but the truth of the matter is until you travel the 77 counties and all four corners of the state, you don't realize how diverse Oklahoma agriculture is. Oklahoma itself has 12 distinct ecoregions, so that right there will tell you that our agriculture is diverse, and we are, absolutely. Our membership is evolving, too. I will tell you the average age of the farmer in the state of Oklahoma is 58, but we're seeing many new younger farmers come into the production agriculture here. They're taking the bull by the horn, so to speak. They're embracing technology and new innovations. I look for Oklahoma agriculture to really excel into the future and start to lead not only Oklahoma, but we'll start to lead the nation in some of the things that we see. When I represent Oklahoma Farm Bureau and its members on a national basis, I can just validate that for you and tell you that our young producers are the ones that are out there in the front that are doing things that other states aren't doing. And Oklahoma appears to be the leader when it comes to not only just central part of the nation, but I believe across the nation.